Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right. Hello, everyone. It's a quick Red News Podcast 81. Straight after the last one, because we're going to just talk the Spurs game. I'm joined with joined by Nick and Shane. Shane's birthday yesterday, so he looks a broken man on house party. Nick was rough, but he's gone for a run. I would a quick update on the deodorant wars. I feel like we've entered some Cold War submarine battle of cat and mouse, you know, like Sean Connery. So my wife's actually started hiding her deodorant, so I can't use it. I've been searching where she put it. Going through the last podcast, I apologise for the amount of times I say I don't know. Maybe I don't know about anything, but I just keep saying, oh, I don't know. So apologies for that. And then we put, we'll meet again at the end, and God help her, poor Vera Lynn dies. So we didn't mean to be the kiss of death playing that. So finally we did meet, and then, right, so my quick thoughts on yesterday. I was, as you know, I've been anti it, and then I've softened. And I watched 10 minutes of Norwich Southampton and I thought, this is just terrible. This is so flat. But I got into it as the second half went on and we improved. And I celebrated the goal. And there were positives. It's not the same. So we're just going to keep going round and round in circles. But there was a tiny part of me who thought, for half an hour, I wasn't worrying about a global pandemic. I wasn't morose. I was just thinking about United. So I woke up and I actually felt, you know what, I was just a little bit pleased that we had United back. So, Nick, what did you think?
I mean, I thought we were the better side for most of the game, but it doesn't mean we were good. I'm a massive fan of Holt, like, really. I really thought that he got a few things majorly wrong last night that really cost us. And I'm staggered to see that we don't seem like we've really learnt anything. We've had a three-month break. And this game just felt like pretty much how we've played in all the other games of the season. And I know we're not really signed anybody and everything like that, but you know, you think you would be trying something a bit different, a bit new, or you know, some of the players might have gained a bit more energy and stuff. And Martial picked up where he left off. And, you know, James was, he just looked like he had been in all the other games as well. So I was just a bit, just felt a bit flat really after it.
Well, yeah, I didn't get the not starting Pogba really, because. And I just thought, Ollie's saying that, you know, he needs to regain his fitness. I don't know if he'll make 45 or 60. Well, they're all regaining fitness, really. I get he's making a point, but it was a point from 3 months ago, really. And I did think, for all our arguments, and we'll probably be talking about him for the next 6 months, he looked a class apart. You know, he just looked, if it felt like a training game for portions of it, he just looked like he was ready. And Fernandes, I saw Fernandes criticised, but I mean, his two shots were probably the most exciting bits of the game. At least he's having digs. Shane, what did you think?
I thought, I wasn't massively looking forward to it, because from a selfish perspective, obviously, it's not really back football until I can go or we can go and I can have a beer with mates, etc. But, you know, I tried to make the most of it. I was lucky. My sort of 16-year-old lad was keen to watch it. We set up outside, you know, a projector to try to make a bit of a deal of it. You know, it is United after all. But I wasn't enthusiastic. But from the snippets I've seen of other games, I thought the Spurs-United game had more kind of intensity compared to the others in parts. I kind of think, being a bit harsh, really, I kind of think, you know, it is an odd. There's no fans there. It's a very odd context. 3 months off. It's going to feel like a bit like a pre-season friendly, I think. And I thought we'd done okay in the circumstances. A sloppy goal to give away. I thought there was a bit more urgency in that last half an hour from both sides looking to win it. So I thought it was, you know, I didn't really have too many complaints. I think with Pogba, I didn't think he should start. I think you've got to earn the right to start. And I don't think he has earned the right to start. And I think there's no doubting he's probably the most talented player, outfield player we've got. And yet, you know, he does that fits and starts, and bursts of energy and great stuff. And we just need to see that game in, game out for 90 minutes. And I think there's no doubting he can come on and change a game. We've seen it in sort of derby games before. We've seen it in flashes even in the dismal game at Watford earlier in the season, he come on and completely looked a cut above everyone on the pitch. But it's got to be all the time, and I think he's got to prove that he's willing to do that at United all the time to get a start in place. But I suspect it, he should and will start. In
yeah, but I don't think we're an every game, all game team. Like, we could talk about Martial all day long. Anthony Martial is not a 90-minute player. You can't. There's not many in that team who you think.
No, but you, like when Pogba come along, like when we signed him back, like not to go over old grammar Pogba, but at the end of the day, he was the kind of. I was hoping he's the fella that's going to drag a team.
Yeah,
up,
no.
Lead by example. And in some ways, Bruno, before the kind of break, Bruno would start to do that. He'd come along and he upped the standard of giving it his positive passing. That's what I expected from Pogba, really. Him to be shaming the others into 90 minutes of commitment, leading by example, kind of inspiring the others. And I don't think he's done that enough.
Yeah, but maybe we just don't have... I think sometimes I look at us and think, we're not as good... I've meant to mention it before, you know, if there's this feeling in the club that we're two or three signings short of a title-winning side, they're off their heads. I just don't think...
Yeah.
But it's a point I was... I mean, Jose did what Jose did, but he was so negative at 1-0. I mean, to allow us to push on was really odd. But Greenwood was a positive, didn't you think?
And a positive in that when a Mourinho side goes 1-0 up, you kind of fear the worst because it is going to be part of the bus. So we did come out in the second half and break them down. So I thought, yeah, I don't think it's as...
We ended the game. We was a better team at the end. We looked like we could win this. But, I mean, what did you think of... I've not seen it because I was at the debacle of Now TV. I've a protest against Sky and BT, but it bites you in the back because you can't fucking watch it properly. But I miss Keane and I've seen the clip. But I just... I don't know, maybe I was a bit harsh after a few beers, but I just think he goes for panto criticism, you know. He'd fight the players or... that's why you're not a manager, Roy, but I don't know. I keep feeling I'm too sympathetic to De Gea because he keeps, 8 mistakes in a year and a half more than any other keeper. It just feels depressing that it's just... And their concentration, their basic... He should be focused. That's a simple, you know. But if you've got a problem with your goalie, then you've got a problem, haven't you? You think?
Well, I think the problem starts really in front of him. I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, and I know I've been banging on about it for months. But again, I think a goal like that doesn't happen if you play 3-5-2. I said this to Nathan last night.
How?
I'm going to keep saying it. This is what I'm saying. It's like... We're going round in circles, and I just think
fairly critical. Teams are still going to shoot, Nick.
Yeah, but I think you realise if you've got Sean Maguire and Lindelof tucked in as a three like they have been, and they've been pretty tight at the back, you know, you're not going to see Sean just miles out of position. Maguire gets dragged away as well, and goals like that don't happen. You know, we're far more defensive, and you know we beat Jones.
Yeah, I get. But mistakes do keep on happening. Shaw is constantly really. Caught out of position. De Gea, you could name 4 or 5 goals like that, Chelsea at home, where he's made that same mistake. I don't think the system has anything to do with it. I don't know. I mean, you were screaming for 3-5-2, Nick, but...
I'm not even a fan of the formation. I'm really not, but for us, while we've not got a natural right-sided player that's going to be able to provide some width, can't really continue to sort of play that team and that formation that we've got at the moment. I just thought it literally defies logic. And as soon as I saw it last night, I was just so underwhelmed.
This is the part where I've got about 4 football fans in my head. There's the one who just wants to have a laugh with his mates. There's the one who's aware of tactics. And you started waffling on about 3-5-2. And I'm like, give it a fucking rest, Nick. I just want to watch the game. But I realise you can't be a Neanderthal to tactics. They do matter. What's that, Nick? No, go on, Chum.
It doesn't matter. And you look at things like at half-time and you think nothing was happening. It was blatantly obvious. You've got 5 subs to use and no one came on.
Yeah.
And you waited 15, 20 minutes to make a sub to bring somebody on. And in that 15, 20 minutes, nothing happened again. And you bring somebody on, change something. You can't carry on doing what's going on because it's just nothing. You're playing against the most defensive manager of all time. got to do something to break him down, and I just wondered why it took so long to bring Pogba on.
But that's a recurring thing with Ollie, isn't it?
With the Keane thing, I think Roy Keane, Ollie, yeah, that is, can be a criticism, Barney, that Ollie's can be a little bit slow to make changes. But going back to the Keane criticism, he has become a bit of a pantomime character, and I think it's a bit contrived. I think he's making his brand that way now. You know, he's standing out as a bit like I can't remember what the fella's name was, Damon Dumphy or whatever in Ireland. He seems to be kind of mimicking him and sort of just going for the headlines. But in fairness to him, he does have a bit of a point, and I take Nick's tactical prowess on board. But at the same time, you know, you kind of got, his point was that, you know, players are gliding past Maguire, who's supposed to be sort of like, you know, England's best centre back. You got a world class goalkeeper sort of parrying a shot that he should be saved. Yeah, his points are that sometimes it's basics, and you can't be afforded. You can't afford to slip below those basic levels at United. I think that's his frustration, which is a fair shout.
And someone said he's a mate of Ollie, so he does actually care. It's not like he's doing it, you know, to get digs at United again. He is, but I think we all agree, Maguire's not an 80 million defender. He's probably a 50, 40 million, but he needs someone alongside him. But we haven't got any fit defenders. There's no pressure on these players. You know, people say... Well, that's Lindelof, still debatable, you know. I think there's debates around the whole team. If you just purely, if this were to carry on, there's no, 3 months of no football and a pandemic doesn't change what we were saying in March or February, how we don't know what a United side is. We don't know. We're a paradox still. It's a massive game on.
And I don't think you can judge hugely on the first game back after 3 months. In whatever we say, it's, you know, they are professional footballers. They've got to get on with it. It's the same for everyone, but it's not going to be the same.
No, and it does, even doing this, it just feels a bit nice to be talking shit about United again. You know what I mean? It just, there isn't any fucking quizzes for starters.
I hate to say it about United because, you know, obviously you love them, it means a lot, but I always look at international football when like it should be the Euros now. And I quite enjoy the major tournaments just because I find it relaxing.
Yeah.
I'm not too kind of emotional on the outcome. You can have a barbecue, a couple of beers, you know, chill out, just watch football. It's kind of there in the background, a nice feel. And that's a bit how it felt yesterday. It didn't feel to me as though there was much at stake.
No.
It didn't feel...
But there is. I wondered how I'm going to feel for Norwich. Because Norwich, you know, in a week, Matt is a big game, and how... The flatness, will it be like we should be here, a cracking atmosphere, big game? I don't know, but I'm looking forward to Wednesday. Me and the boy go, actually, it's the first proper game he's going to get dressed in the kit. 6 o'clock, nice time before bedtime. We're actually going to watch it. And I'm really excited about that. But I did... I did think, like, the asides to the game, I think just a few thoughts in it. Like, the water breaks, I feel like they're contriving them to get fucking ad breaks in, because there's no need to have a water break when it's, you know, we're not in tropical conditions. Second thing, I think, like, the way they showed Daniel Levy with his mask and the doctors wearing, it's like they're contriving that situation to show, yes, we are properly, you know, adhering to this, but no one else is adhering to it anymore. So I don't think you need... to see a physio with a bloody, you know, Quincy shield on. I just think they're overplaying, like, yes, you know, we had Daniel Levy had no one around him, so why are you wearing a mask? What are you doing? Anyway, rant over.
I'm 51 years old, and I'm not, you know, I don't cherish my body. Like, it's a tool every Saturday, and like a few beers. Yeah, I managed to run 12 kilometres without stopping for an hour and a bit, you know, yesterday. Yeah. And so a highly trained professional footballer can run about in the rain in North London without stopping for a drink break. It's just ridiculous, that. And probably a bit of middle-aged grumpiness there, but that's ridiculous. You know, you don't... I think you're right. I think that's...
And someone said...
If they get the viewing figures and they get the advertising without fans, there's opportunities for extra ad breaks. And, you know, it just diminishes the what is... already a diminishing
Well,
like the game.
Someone said, culture. Gary Neville said, you know, well, this might make the TV companies think that every game can be separated in time, a bit like Spain are doing. And you think they will. We've said this before, they'll have greater TV power from it, and it will be further fucked. But that's, we all know, well, that's part of the problem. Nick, what did you think?
Of what?
Of just all, well, all of it, all the pandemic conditions that...
It's kind of like the new normal, because I'd seen so much of the Bundesliga, and it just kind of just felt, I don't know, just normal. And I watched the majority of the Norwich Southampton game before for some strange reason. That's
you sad bastard.
I know. But I mean, it's like, I'm looking forward to it being at Old Trafford on Wednesday. I think it'll be a little bit better there as well. I mean, it was good because Nath lives right near the ground as well. I've been to the ground since the derby.
Yeah.
You know, Ben sent a load of footage yesterday, didn't he, of his little girl down there. And he literally said, as time looks like it still stood still, doesn't it? You know, it's still got like the parking meters on for the 8th of March from the derby and that. So I'm looking forward to it on Wednesday. I think it'd be nice. Old Trafford, it's just a shame that it can't be there for it, really. I think that's the one where it's probably going to get us. I mean, I wasn't going to the Spurs game anyway, but you wouldn't have been there for the Sheffield United one, so... That's where it's probably going to start kicking in, feeling a bit crap.
Yeah, I don't know. I've said it. I don't know, and you've said the new normal like Dominic Raab again, so can we just like have electrodes if we say those words as someone fucking...
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing all that now.
But what... So what... What?
I'm sick of it.
So, this is only a quick one. So what does he do to change it up? Does he drop De Gea on Wednesday?
No, I don't think you drop him. I don't think that's... I mean, you start Pogba because obviously he came on and changed the game. He made it better than what it was. I think you drop Martial, and I think he'll probably drop James out of it. So
he won't drop. He won't drop Martial, but I can see Greenwood coming in. Who do you have as your midfield then?
Well, it'd be Pogba, Bruno, and then insert whoever you want in that role. I don't think it really matters. I mean, I was shocked that Matic didn't start. Cause I thought, as I said,
yeah, I was surprised at that.
I thought he played quite well. I mean, but somebody's obviously, you know, he's got. I do like it, but I probably would have started with Bruno, Matic, and Fred for that game last night. I would start with Pogba, Bruno, and I probably would put Matic in there. I mean, he didn't play, did he, last night? I don't think he came on, did he?
Yeah, he did.
So that,
well remembered, Nick. You're the one who says you fucking...
Did he come up?
Yeah.
I'm warming up, at least.
Jesus Christ, how many had you had by that point, Nick? To be fair, it wasn't all that bit. That's, you know, the five subs, and it does... Just passing, and like it felt like pre-season when 8 subs come on at the same time.
Yeah,
I think Williams in as well. I think Williams instead of Shaw for me. I think Williams he's quite disciplined in defence, but he gets up and down better than Shaw. I think.
I know first game back, but long-term problems. You could have said a year ago we're saying about Luke Shaw positioning. You know. Martial flitting in and out of games, the team. Maybe we'll still be talking about them in 3 months' time, and these are things that are just not going away.
Top four's at stake, but surely this is a time now that Williams kind of proved himself, I think, to have the head on young shoulders. You know, he was ready for it. I think the only, which I agree with, that Shaw come back in and done well in that run, so it gave him a bit of a kick up the backside. And you kind of think, but actually... Williams was probably rested because you don't want to overplay him. He's young, but he's had 3 months off, so I think Williams enough to justify being first choice in that spot.
Resting now is just bollocks. They've just, but you got 2 months to cram in as much. You've got to just keep winning, because if we are fourth place, looks, I can't see us getting that. I couldn't see us.
No.
It's too, unless Chelsea keep doing what they've done and give advantages, but we're just not winning enough games, if you look at that table. But then it means, imagine, you know, a flat Europa season with no fans next season. That's a depressing thought. Bad enough Europa with fans, without fans. God, unless we win it. Right, so final thoughts, lads. Can't sing We'll Meet Again, God bless her. How can we end it?
Probably don't sing any songs, really, just in case you're...
happy birthday to Shane.
Cheers for that.
You've got a bit more colour in your face as this has gone in. I don't know if it's just trying to stay away.
I don't feel rough. I'm just a bit unwashed. That's all. It's not kind of... I think for me, it's kind of like football's back. It is United. I said I wasn't going to watch it, but I did. I'm going to carry on watching it. But it's not really back till we can go. But it is what it is. And let's hope we get a bit of a run together. I think top four is probably out of reach. Sheffield United's actually a big game.
Yeah,
So I think Old Trafford, I think we should set up aggressively and really looking to be a bit more clinical than last night.
Yeah. Nick, do you want to play 3-5-2 against Sheffield United?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I really do. It's such an underwhelming formation. I literally just want to see Williams and Wan-Bissaka bombing down that side.
But I don't think Wan-Bissaka has that in his armoury. We know he's trying to work on it. That cross he put in near the end, when he does do it, he's got a cross on him. But we don't have enough people in the box. And it can come back to Martial. We don't give the ball enough. You know, for all our criticisms, we don't give him the ball enough. He had the fewest touches in the first half.
You look at someone like Rooney, for example. He'd come back and he'd find a way to come and get himself on that ball. You know, top players come and get the ball. They want the ball. Martial, for me, it's not a top player. He doesn't want the ball.
No, but you could say Benzema. You know, if you don't give Benzema the ball, he drifts out of games. You've got to give it in an area where he's going to produce.
Well, he's got service, though. But please don't compare Martial.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to play devil's advocate so people don't go to war with me on Twitter. I don't want the world to go to war that we're just picking on the same players week in, week out.
But as I said before, you've had a 3-month break and he's not learned anything. He's had a rest and he's still a lazy bastard.
I think we're being too critical one game in, maybe.
There's no such thing as being too critical on Martial. There's just not. You said before, quote unquote, he's not a 90-minute player. And if you're not a 90-minute player, you should be at United. That's why Mkhitaryan and Kagawa were quickly shipped off, because they never completed a game. They never played 90 minutes. Martial should be the same. He should be on the same category list as them, shipped off, and he should have been replaced by someone like Burn.
It's reassuring to be still having this conversation with that.
Football is back. Barney said one last word, and then you two argue for half an hour. We're back.
Right, enjoy, lads. Thanks. Right, predictions for Wednesday, because we won't do one until after Norwich, I don't think, because we can't do one over. Predictions?
Shit. 2-1
United. I'm going 2-0 United. Martial gets both. In your face, Nicholas.
If Martial starts, it'll be 0-0. And if Igalo starts, 2-0.
All right. Cheers, lads. Thanks for doing this. See you later.
See ya.